We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Kirk Cousins' introductory press conference in Atlanta, and boy, were they laying it on thick. They had the Dirty Birds chains that Kirk was wearing along with his kids. Kids are like 8 and 6 or something like that. They're all wearing the chains, Perloff. They're all leaning in to the Kirko chain stuff. And, you know, listen, you and I are just not going to agree on this part of Kirk Cousins, where you think this is turnkey. You know, not to speak for you. You think this is plug and play.
Zach Robinson, former Sean McVay guy, the coach, it's, and, you know, Kirk Cousins. We know there's a Kirk Cousins mob. And more. It's going to be like the Rams and the Niners. We're going to see an offense that just works.
I'm not so sure. And here's why. I saw Kirk Cousins yesterday, and he's walking into the press conference. And it's not like a big limp, but it wasn't perfect, his gait. I mean, how he's walking, he's definitely still recovering from something, and it's March, and we have plenty of time to go. But he is 36 coming off an Achilles, and you had these other skill position players who weren't playing with great quarterbacks, but granted, like, we still didn't see exactly what they were capable of, and I'm not sure that a 36-year-old Kirk Cousins all of a sudden means you get these breakouts of Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And it's not like Kyle Pitts has only been catching passes from, you know, Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke. And you also, and then you have Bijan and all the, and the running backs who I, you know, love Bijan Robinson, but that's always a misallocation of assets when you take somebody top 10 as a running back. So I don't love it. I think that the Falcons were desperate, and I hate when a team has to make a desperate move. He's making $45 million a year. That should not be, hey, we're just here to make the playoffs as a wild card team or whatever, win the division and lose in the first round. $45 million apparently doesn't buy you what it used to.
$45 million, that's mid-level quarterback play. Like, that's Gardner Minshew talk work. No, I'm just kidding. It's more than that. But they are one of the heaviest favorites to win their division in the entire NFL. Everything is sort of shaping up for them. Last year, okay, you said you're worried about his health. But if I told you last year that 49ers cornerback Brock Purdy was going to be, that dude's arm was hanging off it. No one even thought he was going to be at training camp. He was almost MVP. Guys come back super fast right now. You followed Aaron Rodgers' rehab from Achilles. I'm telling you, medicine will help this.
First of all, I don't know if Rodgers is all the way back from the Achilles. I know what he says.
Dude was zipping passes before the game.
Well, the arm strength is fine, but what about when someone's chasing him down?
And why are you ignoring the Kirk Cousins throwing a football on a tennis court
video? I know. How dare I?
I just think that he doesn't have any athleticism. He never runs anyway. He knows how to get rid of the ball. I don't, even if he's limping, he's still better than anything Atlanta's had a quarterback in a long time.
Let's hear from Kirk, gives the updates on his Achilles.
I don't think I can put a percentage on it. Wouldn't be a helpful enough, you know, number for me to give you. But I do think that, you know, I can take drops. I can play the quarterback position, if you will, throwing the football. I think the minute I would have to leave the pocket is where you would say, yeah, he's still recovering from an Achilles. But taking drops, making throws, that's really no problem at this point.
It's March 14th.
No, I get it. Yeah. But again, like,
that's amazing. The dude's doing drops in March. He's going to be running around like a wild man in June. I mean, he's fine.
Has Kirk Cousins ever ran like a wild
man? Say, Michigan State, maybe?
But I would think, when's the season start? 6 months.
No, he's got time. But again, it's still his age and coming back from this Achilles. Let's hear cut one, please, Pete. He also said the commitment from the Vikings did feel year to year. And this this new move to the Falcons feels like the last one he'll make.
You know, I think in Minnesota, it was trending over the last couple off seasons to be in somewhat year to year. And as we talked with Atlanta, it felt like this was a place where you know, if I play at the level I expect to play, that I can retire a Falcon. And that was something that really excited me. And that's certainly the goal. And you got to earn the right to do that. But that was exciting to feel like I could get that opportunity here.
More from Kirk Cousins. Let's hear cut six, please. Why he chose the Falcons, what he likes about the synergy that he sees between the front office and the coach.
As I looked around at opportunities for me in free agency, that when a coach told me this when I was a young player in the league, a coach I have a lot of respect for, he said, when the owner, general manager, head coach, and quarterback are on the same page, that's when you really have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. And as I looked at the Atlanta Falcons, I believe strongly that the owner, head coach, general manager, and quarterback can all be on the same page, and that's exciting for me, and so that's why I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, honeymoon phase, because this is a an ownership group and front office that hasn't been afraid to pull the plug out early from coaches. This has not been like the model, getting it past the Matt Ryan era has been a little dicey for them, right? And it's hard to move on from legends.
Well,
I get that.
Old quarterbacks look at the Steelers. They've really never recovered. Look at Tom Brady and the Patriots.
At least the Steelers Matt Ryan make it retired. The playoffs, though.
Yeah, they were a little better than Atlanta, but they weren't that much better. Atlanta's 7-10 every year. The Steelers are 9-8. Also, there's so many pieces here. I think you're selling it short how perfect the situation is. Listen, great offensive line, top five offensive line. This will you at least admit this was the right choice for Kirk based on what he said about Minnesota being year to year?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that maybe saying, the synergy between the owner and the GM and the coach and the quarterback, you could read that a couple ways. Like, this is just something he's walked into and everything is awesome with the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, meanwhile, they did bring in, the Belichick stuff, and the owner wanted Belichick, we may believe, and he might have been talked out of it by the front office. Like, let's not pretend like everyone on the Falcons has been, holding hands, skipping down the yellow brick road this whole time. This might be the story today, but that's just the story today. I think the other part was this throwing shade a little bit back towards the Minnesota Vikings, when he's saying, oh, this is, it's so great here. Was that kind of implying that the last stop, they were not all on the same?
Right. There's a report Kevin O'Connell, the coach, wanted him, and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah did not want him.
Right.
That's not even, it's outright throwing shade. The GM didn't want him there. He wanted to rebuild. And there's logic to that because Minnesota has been kind of stuck in this mid-level. I think this is good for both teams. I think Minnesota had to move on. So Kirk said that, but I don't think he's looking back at bitterness. And by the way, he's not retiring a Falcon. He's got another $50 million a year contract coming with another team.
Great.
Even if you think that he's going to limp around, that dude is going to get paid again and again and again. Because nobody can get paid as well. He's going to be good, Maggie. You jump on board. Get excited about the Kirko chain.
I can't, because this is why. We're excited about Kirk Cousins because he's what was available. And he was the best option available. When we get into the season, he's not a top 10 quarterback.
Ooh, he's pretty close. Last year he was.
Okay, for eight games. It wasn't a full season.
Half a season. Yeah, he was playing, he probably would have been fourth in MVP voting if he continued. He's 18 touchdowns, 5 picks, 70% completion.
Again,
dude throws a very catchable football. Not going to win in the playoffs, but he throws a very catchable football.
Again, a 1-3 playoff record, $45 million doesn't buy you what it used to. 855-212-4CBS. I know people are very excited in Atlanta. I'm not trying to yuck your yums here. I just don't think this is an automatic absolute. And that's where I would just be a little concerned. We also have, go ahead.
Every year is a passer rating over 100. Atlanta's never had anything like that since Ryan got old. This is such a perfect, they built a really good team. Keep in mind, their O-line is on fire right now. They can run. Kirk he just hand the ball off half the time. Just any threat of a pass is new here. They're going to be so much better.
As far as Kirk's number eight, well, Kyle Pitts already wears number eight. So let's hear cut three, please, Pete. Kirk Cousins says he and Kyle Pitts have talked about the number.
I said, if it's the number you want to pivot from, great, you let me know. I obviously have worn number eight since high school. If it's a number you'd like to keep, great, no problem. I can find another number. So I just want to be a good teammate. And I do believe it's bigger than Kyle and I. I think the league will start to speak into things, and we'll just see how that all plays out.
What? Why would the league get involved?
That was very fascinating. And you want to talk about,
is Kirk Cousins' jersey sales so hot right now that they?
Well, you want to talk about NFL being scripted? I mean, leagues getting involved with jersey numbers.
Who's buying a Kirk Cousins jersey?
Oh, that's gonna be hot in Atlanta.
Kirk Cousins' jersey is going to be hot in Atlanta?
He's the quarterback.
Any new team, yeah, any new quarterback. Team,
quarterback
new team.
He's, yeah, that will be a top 10 jersey sell this season.
But I feel like every time I go to Atlanta, I see nothing but Georgia Bulldogs gear everywhere.
Michael Vick jersey.
I see a lot of Mike Vick jerseys. Yeah.
But I see way more G's on hats than Atlanta hats.
Well, of course.
Oh, they're champions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's always been that way. I feel like that's a college town more than a pro town. I never felt like the Atlanta Falcons were the same as other teams.
Sorry, why in the world would the league get involved here? Am I missing something?
I think he was trying to talk himself out of that answer. I think he got caught in a little bit of a hole.
Well, there's more to it. Let's hear Cut 4. Says he offered to pay Pitts the money for number 8.
He was funny about it. I said, I'll write a check, whatever, you know, foundation. What? I'm not going to let you just give me the number. I want to make it worth your while. You know, make a donation, whatever it needs to be. And he said, I just want, you know, targets every game. You know, he said, he was joking. You know, he kind of winked. So I joked with him. I said, good answer. Good answers.
Yeah. I winked, but really the 20,000.
Well, I mean, look, this is a guy who never got the ball under his last coach. So I think that's why the whole room was laughing, I think.
He's on the verge of becoming a massive boss, Kyle Pitts, right?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'll keep defending him. It is not his fault. This guy caught for 1,000 yards first year, and they just stopped throwing the ball. So, like, he's like, yo, man, just give me the ball, and I don't care what happens. And I do kind of appreciate that from Kyle.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Has Kirk ever had a tight end who he's thrown? You know how some quarterbacks just don't... Hockenson, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, him and Hockenson, he threw to him on a 4th and 8. He threw 4 yards short of the first down. I mean, yeah, he clearly has got a lot of confidence in TJ, at least. I'm
telling you, you guys are going to forget that, Kirk. You remember.
Look, I mean, Atlanta, they've seen their share of, you know, quarterbacks not coming through in championship and playoff type situations, so they'll be fine with when that happens.
Yeah, the expectations are not Super Bowl in Atlanta.
They kind of expect to like be good and then just fall short.
Yeah, I think they would take that right now. They've been 7-10 3 years in a row, 10-7, and going out in the second round would be okay.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So that's what's going on in Atlanta. As for what's going on in Chicago, Rich is in Chicago. Thought about maybe one of the biggest stories of the offseason still. And will continue to be what happens at QB1 with Caleb Williams and Justin Fields. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. Hey, look, something that will stun me, but, you know, this isn't confirmed, but the local scribes here are considering now that Fields' destinations have dried up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at all the quarterback spells, even with Minshew going to the Raiders. So you got to ask yourself, okay, what do I do? One of the options that was discussed, and polls did not deny this, would be to keep Fields, still draft Caleb Williams, bring him along behind Fields, and for injury insurance, to have a guy like Caleb Williams, he can play because Fields never finishes the year anyway.
You know, Rich, but, I actually changed on this yesterday with a little bit of a tweak. I now think you draft Caleb Williams 100%. But now think you do keep Fields, but you have to make it very clear that Caleb is the starter. Mm. You know, Justin Fields is not in the role or is not done enough and is not the type of player who can do the mentor, hey, rookie, sit behind and watch me sling it all over the field. I make it clear that Caleb Williams is the starter, and then I wait for the market to come back to me and see if I can still hold out for a late second round or early third round pick.
You won't unless Fields plays. He's going to increase his trade value by showing him off a little bit.
I do that in training camp.
I don't know. I don't think you're going to trade a backup that doesn't play much if Williams plays the whole season.
You know, I think it'd be someone who's really desperate, right? Because you know Fields can be a starter in this league. So an injury or something like that happens, I think that's where Fields comes back into play.
I don't totally understand, though. How is Justin Fields going to be with Caleb Williams when he's wearing a green jersey in Philadelphia within a couple weeks? That dude's going to Philly. We need a backup quarterback. It is such a Howie Roseman move to trade a 4th-round pick for Justin Fields, then flip him for a 2nd-round pick. It's happening. Momentum is starting to pick up speed for actually a few contenders that Justin Fields would be a high-end backup. Kansas City, they could use a backup. So basically right now as an Eagles fan, I'm choosing between Jimmy G and Justin Fields, and I want Justin Fields.
I think everybody should.
Yeah. I mean,
come on. But you have to pick, I assume the Bears are holding out for a draft pick. I really do think there's a scenario where he'd be a high end backup who can sort of redevelop his career with an offensive coach. I don't love this marriage. You know, him sitting behind Caleb Williams, as you described, that is an ugly situation.
It's not perfect. I'm not saying it wouldn't be awkward, and I'm not saying it'd be my first choice. But listen, the rest of the league obviously knows that the longer this goes, the cheaper Justin Fields becomes. And that's where we are right now. Yeah. And I think the Las Vegas Raiders, I don't think was ever happening because Luke Getsy was his offensive coordinator in Chicago. And I think the room has spoken on that. If he really loved him, I think they probably would have moved heaven and earth or at least moved a second round pick, which seems like not a lot. If you're talking about a guy who could be your quarterback for the next 10 years, then they would have done it.
Well, the conversation seems to have shifted to backup now. I'm not hearing even whispers of he's going to compete for a starting job.
That's just by virtue of, you know, what we've seen the last 4 days in free agency.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who's left? Denver doesn't have one. New England signed Brissett. There's no perfect fit for him. So why not sit behind in a great situation? Honestly, can you imagine if he got to play with Andy Reid and Kansas City?
No, I get it. Why it's good for those teams, Ralph, but I'm talking about from the Bears' perspective.
Right, well, maybe those teams would give up a fourth-round pick. Would you do it? You're not getting a second-round pick.
So I'm holding out.
Yeah, I just worry about obvious chemistry issues by having Fields. And I don't necessarily agree with you either that Caleb Williams starts week one if Justin Fields is there.
Well, in my scenario here, you'd have to do that because you don't want the locker room to get all fractured and you don't want it to be, oh, you got your Fields guys and you got your Caleb Williams guys. You've got to tell the locker room, it's Caleb. The Justin Fields part is just business.
But they're still going to be Fields guys. They like Justin Fields.
They do.
And Caleb Williams doesn't that necessarily seem like a locker room leader type.
So I've been listening to a lot of Chicago sports talk radio recently because I'm hosting a panel today at a sports talk media conference about Chicago sports.
Of course.
Yeah, as one does. Yes. Yeah. Of course. Who do you call? Maggie Gray for that. I love it, though. I've been listening to a lot of Chicago sports talk radio, and it's a good time to be talking about it because they're like the number one story.
Yeah, what's the temperature?
Well, one thing I did not expect. There's a lot of chit-chat in Chicago, and I can't tell if this is just some people who are kind of far out there or it's really getting more mainstream, which is to try to turn Justin Fields into a wide receiver.
Oh, like, that's insane.
Wait, what? And it's not just the callers who are bringing this up. There are some hosts, and I believe even people who work on the Bears broadcast, at least that was the illusion that I was hearing as I'm listening, that turning Justin Fields into a wide receiver would be the better option. Does anyone know that he could catch a ball? First of all, that's just number one. Can he actually catch? It would be the first thing. And then the second is, okay, this is getting too crazy. Now we're going too far the other way here. Is he the perfect quarterback? No. Is he this incredible passer yet? No. But the guy can throw passes in the NFL. To say he has to move to wide receiver is insane.
It's insulting. Yes. Dude threw 42 touchdowns 1 year in Ohio State. It's insulting.
I mean, the national semifinal game against Clemson where he put on an absolute passing display.
The game where he got hurt and kind of
stacked up. He still threw 100 touchdowns. Like, I mean, come on.
That's ridiculous.
This is what I'm saying. Like, the market has spoken for now, right? And there isn't, whatever the Bears are asking for, no one wants to pony up that for Justin Fields. But let's not get off the deep end here. That he can't play quarterback in this league. Let's not get nuts.
What about trading him to be a backup? What's the temperature there on Chicago? Because I'm actually stealing this from Yahoo's Charles Robinson that the Eagles are interested and that he'd team up with Kellen Moore because everyone thinks Kellen Moore will be a head coach next year and he'll be his guy. That kind of scenario where he builds out his career otherwise, they're still holding on for a pick. People will not give away Justin Fields for nothing just to get him out of the building. I assume that's what fans are saying.
There's still people there who don't understand why they're not talking about just keeping him and not trading Caleb. There's still some people who are hanging on to that. Maybe fewer probably than a month ago, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. But you're the locker room chemistry person. I feel like it's more talent. It's setting up to be awkward. And I don't know. We don't know Justin Fields personally, and we don't know Caleb Williams personally. But it feels like Justin Fields is popular, and Caleb Williams will have a hard job winning the locker room with that guy being there. Why would you do that to him?
In the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio, where Daly says, turn Fields into a wide receiver. That would be the Bears out-Bearsing themselves. Yeah. Also, Delta 9 says, sounds like something the superfans came up with after the 13th heart attack. But EJ, do you know about superfans, or are you too young
no.
for that?
But you just laughed anyway.
I did.
It'd be nice. I appreciate that.
I know. Well, listen, you know, we're funny people.
The Bears. You don't know about Mike Ditka winning the Indy 500 in a school bus, of course.
It's an old SNL skit that had Chris Farley and...
It had Robert Smigel, I think, was in it.
George Wendt was there
from Cheers, obviously. And it was a bunch of Chicago superfans who called themselves the superfans. And every time they talk about Chicago sports, it would always be the Bears. The Bulls, the Bears, and everyone will always win. So, like, no matter what happened, they say, like, you know, Bears are going to fly into Green Bay for a game. You know, whole plane crashes. Only Ditka survives. Ditka by 20. Yeah. You know, they're like these crazy super fans.
Yeah, anyway. Then they ask for, like, Ditka versus a great white shark. Yeah. Clearly Ditka.
And then they'd always have a heart attack in the
Farley
middle of the game.
Farley would have a heart attack in the middle of the show.
Yeah. Michael Jordan, when he hosted SNL, actually came on and did the skit.
Is this a little sad that we're explaining old Saturday Night Live skits to
EJ?
And that aren't even really that. And it's not like we're explaining Bass-O-Matic with Dan Aykroyd. We're going like 1996 skits.
I mean, I was five, so.
By the way, I'm wrong. It was Chris Farley. I thought it was
George. No, George Wendt was part of it, too.
He'd jump on and be part of that.
Okay. No, Chris Farley was the centerpiece.
Mike Myers did it, too. But George, I'm looking at some pictures. George Wendt's all over this. Yeah, it was a great skit. That being said, it'd be pretty sad if the Bears had a wide receiver who was their fourth most productive passer in 30 years. that would be, I like out-Bearsing themselves. I mean, this is a problem. The Bears need to figure out their quarterback spot. I mean, 75 years since Sid Gilman, Maggie. 75 years.
I'm thinking about leading with this when I talk to these people on the panel.
Oh, I went to the same event yesterday, and Angelo Cataldi from Philadelphia was up there talking about the keys to being a great journalist. I just wanted to scream out, Angelo, what do you think of Saquon?
Taking requests?
Like, no. Everyone's like, if they're doing questions like state of journalism and all this, I'm like, okay, that's great. But tell me about the, are they going to trade for a cornerback or what, Angelo? That's what you should just do. You should do an hour of sports questions with Chicago.
Just do another show.
Yeah, right. Just do Sports Talk Radio at the Sports Talk Radio Conference. Who cares about ratings, competition?
Go in the industry.
Yeah, the AM dial. Who cares?
No one in that room wants to hear about the spring book. They want to hear about Caleb Williams, Maggie. I think you figured it out.
All right, good. Well, that's going to liven up the panel. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, we did have a quarterback signing yesterday. Not Kirk Cousins. We had a legit quarterback signing, and it says more about the team this quarterback left than it says about the team. Again, not Kirk Cousins. We got another doozy for you. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. Spent some time at the doctor's office yesterday.
Get all that cleared up?
So I'm going to give a shout-out to the hospital for special surgery. This guy who looked at my knee, he is doing nothing but NBA players all the time. There was a huge Carmelo jersey in his office. Like, EJ, you would have loved this guy. Just stand in his office and watch the Knicks come in and out on a revolving door.
EJ'd be crying.
Yeah, he's a shoulder and knee surgeon. And I've revealed yesterday that I have a high-grade disruption in my MCL. Read that on air.
Yep.
Which we all agreed meant a tear and surgery. Apparently, we are not good at reading MRIs.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's great.
And my I love my wife. I texted all this to my wife. I'm like, yeah, it's a high-grade disruption. We're going to have to schedule the surgery. And she just texts back, did the doctor say that to you? Because I don't want to hear anything from you. And apparently the doctor said in so many words, instead of getting surgery, how about you stop being such a wimp? And actually, he's like, no.
That'd be amazing. I have a high grade. Like, stop great whining.
Doctor. Yeah, there's no tear. It's just a sprain, and it's a severe sprain. They gave me a brace that is about the size of my entire leg that I can barely walk in that I did not wear today because my pants are too tight to fit it underneath.
Oh, you're off to a great start.
Yes. gave me a bunch of medicine. And
just wear tighter pants, it'll be like a knee brace.
No surgery. I actually said to him, I'm like, yeah, but everybody at the show agreed with me that it looked like a tear.
My friend EJ said.
No, are there any, he probably was thinking, are there any doctors on the show? And no, not so much.
No, but we just worked in sports for a long, long time. Yeah, so well, basically like, registered nurses at least.
And I actually admitted to him, I'm like, I thought it was a meniscus tear because Joel Embiid has a meniscus tear. And I've been reading about meniscus tears. I've never been judged more. He's like, you're an idiot. So, well, thank God, no surgery.
Congrats, no surgery. Yes, this is a good news. I get the feeling,
No, I'm a little embarrassed though, because I don't even think it's close to surgery, Maggie. I don't even think that was in the cards at all.
And this is why you ask whether we get a little annoyed when you talk about your injuries all the time.
Fair.
And I'm just going to put it out there. You might be a little bit of a hypochondriac. I mean, you really have something going on with your knee.
No, well, what about my golf? What about my golfer's elbow? What about the golfer's elbow?
I've never heard of a golfer's elbow. It's tennis elbow.
Oh, well, maybe pro football doc David Chow told me at the Super Bowl that I have golfer's elbow. That's a real diagnosis.
Mini golfer's elbow?
Right. It's a windmill. You get it in the clown's mouth and it goes away.
I got my elbow caught in a windmill. Golfer's elbow.
Damn. Now, in our defense, major disruption sounds bad.
High-grade disruption.
Yeah, and I'd never heard that term before.
Yes. Disruption sounds like a tear.
Yeah.
Well, it was a severe sprain. I could show you the MRI, but it wouldn't mean anything to you because you're not a trained doctor.
Correct.
And neither am I. And by the way, I wouldn't even really know what I was. He's like, do you see this gray area? And I said, yeah, sure. I didn't see any gray area. I have no idea. What he was looking at.
No clue. Whenever anyone look at MRI, I mean, even I was pregnant until my kid was like 25 weeks. I was like, oh, yeah, that's the baby. The whole time I've been faking it. It's like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, you think you were faking it? I was a man, not even looking at my own body and pretending to understand what the heck I'm looking at.
Like, oh, there he is. I'm like, I think that's my bladder, but sure.
That was a big MRI time. That was, anyway.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, so I don't have to miss any show time.
But now we have to hear about complaints.
Well, wait till you see this knee brace itches like crazy.
I saw the picture. It is gigantic.
You look like an Ohio State offensive lineman.
I know. I actually felt like, oh, I mean, can I be in the NBA with this knee brace?
You should, in the 90s.
You should wear it over your pants and really flaunt it. I mean, this is a good time to do that.
I was thinking that. And walking around a sports radio station with a giant knee brace gives me some real cred here.
Oh, everyone's going to stop you. What happened?
That's right.
You get to talk about it with everybody and not with us anymore.
Oh, I didn't.
It's a win-win, Maggie.
I'm just saying, as in, you know.
And they
put that in
it's
there.
A lot of knee talk.
Yeah. And well, they already question your walk down the hall, so I get to the brace on, and they might have some compassion for you.
Oh, right.
I got to be honest. The guy was very specific, the brace guy. Put it under your pants. If I wore it over the pants, you guys right now would know that was just for show.
Well, I think that's.
But if we're all good with me doing it just for show, I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
The price we're willing to pay, Perloff.
Wait, do you have any pants that are loose enough?
Yes, I kind of have to wear sweatpants to work.
Well, good for you.
You wouldn't be the first here.
Can't get any resistance from anybody.
You wouldn't be the first in the show.
There's no dress code here.
Or even worse, early mid-March shorts, Perloff. That is
bad. So allegedly shorts are not allowed around here.
No, that's over with.
Okay, yeah. That was our old boss.
What if you have a brace?
Well, you get by.
But would you guys
in a wheelchair? I'm sure they're not going to say anything
but the
either.
Blinding whiteness in my legs might be an HR issue.
Wait, I mean, so that's not a thing anymore?
No,
it used to be no shorts.
That was a Chernoff thing.
Yes.
That is no longer the case because I wore shorts all of last summer.
And no one said a word. No,
and everybody did.
Yeah, yes. I wore shorts all last summer,
too. Okay. Because it was a no shorts thing. And then I remember old co-host Bart Scott, whose outfits used to cost more than my car, came in wearing like cashmere shorts, and I was like, I double dog dare you to tell him not to wear the shorts.
Yeah,
because it cost a grand.
It's a given.
He's also 240 pounds, solid muscle,
and it was a lot of sequins on those outfits. I mean, he really pulled it off.
Rules don't apply to Bart.
Yeah,
that was totally different. What kind of sports talk radio station has a no shorts rule?
This one.
That's insane.
But the flaw in the argument was, you can wear any kind of terrible pants you want, but as long as they're pants, you're fine.
Like, yeah.
Like, to Maggie's point, Bart looks nicer in shorts than people who are wearing, by default, you know, their swooshy workout pants here. That's worse than Bart's nice shorts that are ironed and dry cleaned and worn correctly.
And Fendi.
I mean, honestly, I think making people wear pants in summertime is, like, borderline abusive. You know how hot it gets? Like, it gets, if here or a lot of places, it gets 100 degrees.
Yep. No, it's pretty cold in here.
What?
Inside the office.
Inside the office. I've always felt like
you get a lot of people travel in, like whether it be commuting, absolutely. Train, like you got to get from, you got to get to work. And but, it's like 95 degrees and wearing pants.
So you're saying in an industry where basically half the guys are in there just so they can wear jerseys to work, that there's a dress code?
There was, yeah.
That is nuts.
And it
nuts.
Was oddly specific about just the no shorts.
Well, no, it'd be one rule that would ruin the whole industry if they said you cannot wear free swag to work.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
It crumbled.
Naked feet.
I'm wearing t-shirts.
Yeah. Walking looking like John Cena. Yeah. Like, oh, no.
Is it Oscars?
Although
John
I think
Cena?
That envelope probably would have been free. Yeah. I think that doesn't count.
Although the pants are yours, so just the top of you would be bare.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you'd satisfy the pants rule,
right.
But your moobs being out would be the problem.
Pierre Schwartz versus P. Bilotti would have a whole different connotation in a wrestling match.
No.
If that was
I know. We haven't forgotten about that, by the way. We just have gotten sidetracked with other things.
They'd be screaming, put it on, put it on.
I just had this image of that wrestling match taking place with them both oiled down and shirtless.
I didn't.
The slap of the...
You hear it in Jersey?
On the first clutch.
It's like
it's a lot of surface area.
The wrestler B.E. says a lot of meat slapping.
Are you at headlines, right? Is what we're supposed to be doing.
It's up
sports,
to bogus.
All right.
Guess who's won 3 out of 4 NBA games for the first time in 2 years?
Peter Schwartz.
The Detroit Pistons. I'll say it again. They've won 3 out of 4 for the first time in 2 years. Thanks to last night's 113-104 home win over the Raptors.
Baby steps.
Jalen Duren had 24 points and 23 rebounds. Bud, Pearl apparently breaks even last night since he told me last hour my Pels lost last night.
Garland, right corner three. Good! And that'll bring a timeout from New Orleans as perhaps Willie Green is ready to run up the white flag. 106-82. Cavs by 24 with 4:38 to go.
His Pels, Tim Alcorn, Cavs Radio Cleveland, went to New Orleans, hit 20 threes, won the game 116-95. Darius Garland had 27 with 11 assists. Zion, 33 points, 7 boards, 9 helpers in the loss. The Kings swept their 4-game season series with the Lakers, 120-107 in Sacramento. DeMar DeRozan had 46 in the Bulls, 132-129 OT win in Indy. And the Mavs topped the Warriors, 109-99. Luka, just 21 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, ending his 7-game triple-double streak. He also made an early exit with a tight hamstring. The Browns didn't want Joe Flacco to back up Deshaun Watson, but the Colts wanted to back up Anthony Richardson. Flacco signed a 1-year deal set to guarantee him $4.5 million. The Commanders adding veteran linebacker Bobby Wagner, who played for Dan Quinn in Seattle. And the NFL has released the list of rule changes proposed by teams. The Eagles suggesting an onside kick alternative of converting a 4th and 20 from your own 20-yard line to keep the ball. The Colts want coaches to be able to challenge all penalty flags. The competition committee will submit its own proposals, and owners will consider all of them at their annual meeting later this month. 24 yes votes are needed for approval. Let's play doctor again. Yankee ace Gerrit Cole apparently has the most confusing elbow issue ever, or maybe it's never been seen before. Hostage situations have been resolved quicker than this. I think his MRI was on Monday. It's now Thursday, and manager Aaron Boone is still saying this on Yes Network.
There's still more to go, so I don't really have anything for you yet. You know, when we have it all, and I'll let you guys know. But as of now, it's still, you know, still going through the test phase, and you know, all the different people weighing it.
Cole is seeing Dr. Neil Elitrosh in L.A.
That never goes well, right?
No.
The longer it takes to announce, the worse.
There's more to go. The MRI either shows damage or doesn't show damage.
No, they need to talk to at least 7 to 10 doctors before they...
Give him Tommy John surgery, unfortunately. Which I hope not. I'm not wishing on that. But, like, what's going on?
I think this is a... They're trying to just get every single opinion under the sun.
Looking for the one person who says he doesn't need surgery?
No, I think it's like a Gerrit Cole. You guys know how Gerrit Cole is, right? Like, he's
very intense.
Super intense guy. Yeah. And I don't think they're like hiding anything. I just think he's super intense. He's obviously super high paid. I think they're just really doing everything. And he's probably picking a doctor.
Has there ever been a situation where a pitcher with any kind of elbow issue that it ends up not being surgery? I feel like it's just a matter of time, and this is where we're going.
No, you can delay it until you're in a pennant race. Then it gets much worse. We've seen that move.
And it also depends upon the tear extreme. Yeah. Like Masahiro Tanaka pitched with a partially torn UCL.
For years.
And pitched well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends. I think who knows what the extent of the injury is. I think they're still trying to figure it out.
Tanaka was also not throwing 100. Gas, right, that was he's more at that point, a really good pitcher, really big game pitcher, but a guts and guile pitcher.
Baseball, and maybe this is me being a little, I don't know, preachy. They got to figure out something with having your starters throwing 98, 99. You know, maybe they're not going deep in the games the way they were, but like these flamethrowers that just are having Tom and John every other year. At what point are you actually gonna in the minor league say, hey, young guy, you got to learn how to pitch? You got to learn how to work the zone. You got to learn how to hit the corners. You can't just say, I'm just going to go out there and throw 99 is overpower people. Yes, you can get away with that for 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years even. But at a certain point, you're going to go down. And you're going to have surgery. And like Tommy John, they because guys are coming back, I think they don't really value it as or they're not really fearful of it.
No.
But it does, like, in many ways, crush team development. Because you could be on a pennant race, or you could be a team, again, that's pushing for a World Series, and you could just lose your guy randomly because of these elbow injuries now.
Yeah, but think about it in this different way. What would owners and GMs love nothing more than to not have to hand out Gerrit Cole-like contracts for these free agents? They want a volume game. I want 100 arms who all throw 100 miles an hour, and I never want to have to pay an ace massive money ever again if they all could.
But they
That's
always,
what I think.
They always end up paying, though. They always make that same mistake.
Baby stuff.
Okay. By the way, Neil Eltrosh, is there a body part that dude doesn't work at? He's the guy who did Aaron Rodgers' Achilles.
Yep.
And now he's a Tommy John expert? What's going on here?
He does it all.
I think that you can't do it all. Can you?
He seems to do it all.
I think Dr. James Andrews is James' first name, right?
I thought he was
he does
knee
everything.
Guy.
He definitely does ACLs.
He's done shoulders, too, I think. And triceps and biceps. I've seen a bunch of guys have going in for that.
Yeah, I feel like you got to pick a body part here.
You want a specialist, like a lefty specialist for surgeries.
I thought Aaron Rodgers and Neil Eltrosh was a innovator in the Achilles space.
No, I think they're surgeons, so therefore they can operate on any tendon, ligament thing.
Well, I remember when I did not get surgery, I should on my shoulder. I mean, when I found my doctor, Dr. Angel, it said, the things he specialized in, one of them was shoulders. So I think there are definitely
you have multiple disciplines.
I don't think you could just. I think a lot of guys can do a lot of different things, but I don't think that all of them can. I think they do definitely say, "Hey, I'm definitely the elbow guy," but like if you have a knee thing, I can probably help you out.
And Neil Eltrosh is a new James Andrew. That's the only doctor we all know his name. When you said that, I'm like, Neil Eltrosh is in this bad boy too. That guy likes headlines.
The Yankees were linked to White Sox righty Dylan Cease because of Cole's uncertainty, but Chicago dealt him to the Padres yesterday instead. Leo Messi scored a goal, set up another, but also picked up a right leg issue last night. He's likely to miss Inter Miami's next match. That's an MLS game with DC United on Saturday. Last night, they beat Nashville SC 3-1 to advance to the CONCACAF Champions Cup quarterfinals. And finally, Colgate, Montana State, McNeese, all headed to men's March Madness after winning their conference tourneys yesterday.
Quick NBA question. We had a bold takes about the NBA about 4 weeks ago, and I said the Lakers are about to go to run, and you said my Golden State Warriors last dance call is coming true. I noticed they're still stuck at 9-10 in the Western
losing.
Conference. When is that run coming? Do we have a time frame on when this might happen?
I know. The problem with my take is that the team keeps losing.
Well, it's my Lakers against your Warriors in a crazy play-in thing. Can you go from the 10 seed or the 9 seed to winning a title? I don't think so.
Not looking good. Not looking good.
Bogish, thank you so much. Coming up, should we temper expectations for one of the biggest coaching hires in the NFL? We'll get to that next. Maggie and Perloff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. We'll get back to the NFL in just a moment. But, you know, I get it sometimes why people lose faith in sports. You know, we love it.
Yeah.
It's responsible for so many great moments. But, I mean, what's going on when an Olympic curler tests positive for performance-enhancing drugs?
Yep.
I mean, what the hell are we doing? This is a woman, too. A Canadian curler, a four-time champion, has now been busted for PEDs. I mean, curling is the great dream of being non-athletic and being able to compete in the Olympics. There's no other sport that even gives you an entryway if you're not a typical athletic person.
I mean, this is Canada's Lance Armstrong, people.
Breanne Harris.
Yeah, this is huge. And I think the only thing you would test for curlers would be beer intake. This is the least likely sport to do PEDs that I could ever imagine. What do you need PEDs for? Have you guys ever curled? It is not, you know, you sweep a little bit, but you don't need strength. You don't need speed. You don't really need, it's kind of like darts.
Is there not some arm endurance that maybe comes with the sweeping?
Arm endurance?
You don't sweep for that long.
You got to take banned drugs for that? Like, how about just lift some weights? Yeah. She's provisionally suspended for 4 years. I mean, a full Olympic cycle. She says she came into what, some kind of bodily contact?
Well, I'm reading her appeal is that she was exposed to the PED via bodily contact. Which to me says things get wild in the curling circuit. And then maybe some other curler when she had close contact. It sounds like an Onion headline. It sounds like a joke, right?
Absolutely. And this is another thing where it was like the day after her birthday. So she's getting all these well wishes from the curling community. And then next day, boom, just busted, suspended. She said that it's Lingendrol. She's like, I don't even take Advil or Tylenol, but somehow I just happened to bump into a cart full of Lingendrol, and now I am provisionally banned for 4 years. Like, if we can't get through a curling event without PEDs, what hope is there for any of the other actual sports?
Well, I'm doing some more research here on the fly. Apparently, there was a gigantic Russian doping case in 2018 that blew up the Winter Games in curling. Now, the Russians doping and curling.
They're putting that stuff in their coffee.
That's yesterday's news. That is obvious. And the drug was called what?
Lingendrol?
Yeah. Actually, it's funny because I bought a cabinet the other day at IKEA that was also called Lingendrol.
That does sound like Swedish furniture.
Dad joke. Yeah. Curling, this is crazy. We have to get a curling expert on the air to explain why you would need these drugs.
Let me check my Rolodex. No, I don't know any curling experts, but it's just, how do we think any other sport is clean? Curling is dirty.
They're not.
What's less likely? Bowling has to be clean.
No, you guys want the all dirty Olympics, though. Remember we talked about this?
She should compete in this. I hated this. No, I was with you, I think. Yeah. I thought that was a grotesque idea.
Yeah, the idea that there's going to be an alternate Olympics.
Yeah, those guys are chumps.
Or not Olympics. There's an alternate competition. You can't call it the Olympics. And there's no testing whatsoever. So just shoot up, everybody.
But you're not... Okay, back to that for 1 second. You're not curious what the 100-meter time will be with the dirty test compared to the real one?
Well, if the curlers are doing drugs, then maybe I think I'm watching the dirty one.
That's a good point. I'm not that into the Dirty Olympics because I'm not into the real Olympics either. But this is, I got to find a sport. It's darts, bowling. There's a lot of sports where PEDs make no sense.
Skateboarding is not an Olympic sport. Could you do PEDs for
break
that?
Dancing?
Break dance. I actually think maybe for that.
Yachting.
That is definitely
yachting is definitely one.
No, sailing. Yachting's pretty active. Sailing is kind of, you have to run around a little bit.
I think the one thing with the PEDs though, and I don't know what her deal could have been if she did indeed take this, but I mean, they do say recovery from injuries.
No, that's, yeah.
Injuries? Right. Injuries, I mean, outside injuries? How do you get hurt on a curling field?
She got injured doing anything. She got, like, and then you say, well, I got to make this curling meet. And I got right. 4 weeks.
But and I was
old,
cleaning the gutters.
I got this old football injury that I got to get taken care of.
That's the only thing I can think of. Also, I feel like I don't even take Tylenol. Might be one of like the most tired excuses for PED users. It's like the guys who say, oh, I don't. You know, I would never cheat on people. I have sisters. Like, you know, what? Yeah. Like, what the hell is that doing anything?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Yeah.
It's like, I know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same part of your brain, personally. Man, what is there no sanctity left when curlers are testing positive for PEDs?
Oh, my gosh. PBA bowlers have to do drug tests. So this is a real thing.
I think it's weed.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, I think they're tested for PEDs. I mean, if you doesn't even professional bowlers drink beer during tournaments, don't they? It's required. How do you go into a bowling alley and skateboarders, by the way? I mean, you're telling me the skateboarders aren't high in the Olympics?
I would think it'd be mandated.
Yeah,
but again,
I think this is all part of
me.
The culture. This is ridiculous.
Definitely the X Games.
I can't believe you don't know any curling experts.
I did once party with a team the curling team that won in Torino.
There you go.
Yeah. I never got any of their numbers. What a mistake.
Turns out they were probably using banned substances and you just didn't know it.
They were wearing the bronze medals around their neck. Like, what a flex. Hit to the bar. 855-212-4CBS. It's Thursday, which means the multiverse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.